This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
For his bride. He's coming to
greeting. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. I'm here today proclaiming the truth of God's word in power and anointing. He's coming soon, and we, the church bride, must be ready. Now join me in a service already in progress. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, help me magnify the Lord today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. If you hear my voice, that's a miracle. If you hear my voice, that's the glory. That's the supernatural power of God. You didn't have to stay up all night. He watched over us all night long, as we slept and slumbered in the very image of death. But early this morning, he touched us with the finger of love. Ooh, glory to God. Ain't nothing like the touch of the Lord. When God touches you, when God comes into a man or woman's life, everything changes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You won't be depressed, oppressed, depressed, anxiety, stress. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. Glory to God, bringing you a right now rhema word in the name of Jesus. Come on now, put your faith in action in the name of Jesus. Because we're talking about faith, the things that please God. Obedience pleases God. Hallelujah. Forgiveness pleases God. Giving pleases God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, first of all, we have to obey. And pray and ask God to help us and give us what to say in Jesus' name, because we've been praying all the way here, and the glory is already here, and the stage is set. Now, if you're driving, touch the radio. If you're sitting, touch. Let your faith go. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Proverbs 3rd chapter said, trust the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the radio listeners, for those, God, your people. 2nd Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sins and heal the land. We repent of our sins, anything we said or done, leaning to our own understanding, any iniquity, any transgression, let the blood of Jesus be upon it. Let the blood of Jesus be upon the radio. Let the blood of Jesus be upon the listeners. Let the power of God come now, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of the living and not of the dead. We welcome your presence. Holy Ghost, we render this service over to you. Father, I just thank you today in Jesus' name. I thank you for hearing our prayer, that the prayers of a righteous man prevail as much, rightly dividing the word of truth. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for Philippians 4 and 19. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord, for salvation today, healing today, deliverance today, exaltation, promotion, and financial increase. No lack. We come against that spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. In the name of Jesus, become new in the name of Jesus. Stop beating yourself up. Look in the mirror, and you're the righteousness of God. Psalms 101 said, it was he who made us and not we who made ourselves. Now, Psalms 139 and verse 14 said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the name of Jesus. Now, when you think about the Old Testament, which is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. See, the old dispensation, the first covenant that was by Adam, glory to God, hallelujah, disobedient, separated him from God, hallelujah, caused him to hide himself and herself. Together, they hid themselves. Only when they heard the voice of God, they hid themselves. Bible said, when they heard God's voice. Now, Malachi 3rd chapter, 6th verse said, he changes not. God changed not in the name of Jesus. So God had given them and placed them into the Garden of Eden, had everything. It was paradise. It was love. It was peace. It was joy. It wasn't killing. It wasn't stealing. It wasn't destruction. It was paradise. Only one thing you had to do was just don't touch the tree of good and evil in the name of Jesus. You know, I believe that God means what he says, and he says what he means. He said, for I am holy, so be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy, 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 holy. How could God be in you and you not be holy in the name of Jesus? Well, that's a whole nother sermon. But we want to talk about faith today because it is faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11:1 say, now faith. See, right now, you healed right now. Because he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulders. By his stripes, we were healed. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. See, God give grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Don't be so proud. Don't be so high-minded. Don't think that you all that in a bag of chips. It's okay. You can think like that. But when the acid test comes, he that exalt himself shall be made abate. But only he that humble himself shall be exalted. God gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. This is the year of restoration. Psalms 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside still water. I believe the green pastures, that's money cometh in the name of Jesus. For the house note, for the mortgage, for the car note, debt is paid in full. When he said it is finished, it is finished. Now faith said, call things which be not as though they were. Now the word of God tells us, the preacher said, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So now we have a new DNA. A DNA said that the anointing of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach this gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark the 16th chapter said, these signs shall follow those that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. Glory to God. Jesus went about preaching and teaching and healing all manner of sickness and casting out all evil spirits. In the name of Jesus, the word of God, Hebrews 4:12, says that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing soul of asunder of the joints of the marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He sent his word, Psalms 107, he sent his word in here. Verse 20 said he healed, sent his word in healed. And stop all destruction. Where you need healing, in your body, in your finances, in your home, in your children, with your marriage, with your wife, with your husband, I send the word in the name of Jesus, because Jesus said under the disposition of grace, under the new covenant, said that the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these, in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. When I take my mind off my problem, it gets little, and I put my mind on Jesus. He that keepeth his mind on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace. Now we're learning how to live all over again. St. John 3 and 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God sent his son, and he suffered himself to go through what he went through for you and I. He's so loved. He's so loved. God loves you. God loves you, brother. God loves you, sister. I send the word of love and peace and joy to ICU, to the grieving family. God, the badge of grief. So I thank God for comforting you right now. In the name of Jesus, that brother that's waiting on the days, counting the days, early release is coming to you. Glory to God, wherever you may be, incarcerated, in the nursing home, in the hospital, on the highways, in the home. Peace be unto you in the name of Jesus, the peace of God. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I believe in the name of Jesus, Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Now faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach except you be sent? Glory to God. This is no show, form, or fashion. In the name of Jesus, your faith, my faith, giving every man a certain measure of faith in the name of Jesus, because life consists, the 12th chapter of Luke, that life consists not in the abundance of man's possession. God is not opposed to you having things. He just opposed to the things having you. Stop. Just stop right now. Stop giving place and time to people, places, and things more than you do God. God is a just God. God is not going to be second or third. If he can't be one, he's not going to be at all. You know, the Bible said that Alpha and Omega, meaning the beginning and the end. In the book of Revelation, he said, I'd rather you be cold or hot, because if you lukewarm, you make me sick. I don't want to make God sick. I don't want to be casting out devils and prophesying or saying this and thus said the Lord. And then I get before him, and he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. Oh, God, I thank you today. In the name of Jesus, this is the day that we never saw before, and we'll never see it again. Every day we get fresh mercy. Every day God give us mercy. Mercy. His mercy endures forever. In 2 Chronicles, in the book of Chronicles, the 20th chapter, when Jehoshaphat got the bad news that there was an army and a great host of people coming against him, the Bible said he feared and he called for a fast. Everybody fasted in the name of Jesus. And God spoke the word to Jehoshaphat. Put your name there. Mary, John, Bob, Sue, whosoever. In the name of Jesus, said this battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And after God did everything, just hearing the voice of Lord, oh, give our ears fine tuning. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not obey. Glory to God. If I abide in you and you abide in me, you could ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Ask anything according to my will, that he would hear us. And if we know that he hears us, we have the petition and the desires that we ask of him. Now, Joshua 1, Moses is dead. Some things, some people, places, and things is just dead. You need to just leave it alone. In the name of Jesus. But God told Joshua, I command you to be strong, be of good courage. Be not afraid, be not dismayed. Wheresoever you go, I will go with you as I was with Moses. So shall I be with you. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside still waters. He restores. That's right. This one more month. One more month in this year. This is the year of restoration. He restores my soul. God is a God of restoration, rehabilitation, reconciliation in the name of Jesus. He restores my soul. Listen, men and women of God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Pulling out stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing that may exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of fear and doubt in the name of Jesus. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Give no place. Don't let fear come in. Let faith come in. Faith worketh by love, and love worketh by faith in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 11, chapter 6, verse says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must first believe that he is. Believe that he is. Believe that he is a healer. Believe that he is a provider, a great provider. Believe that he is the peace of peace, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, mighty counselor, wonderful counselor, everlasting father, Emmanuel, the anointed one. Somebody told me he was the lily of the valley. Somebody said he was the sweet and rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is awesome in Jesus' name. He's a wonder in my soul. When I think of his goodness and all he done for me, Psalms 139, David said, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the joy that I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you, the peace and the joy, that your joy might remain. 15th chapter of St. John, 16th verse said, it wasn't you who chose me, but it was I who chose you and ordained you that you would bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain and that your joy. God wants you to have joy. When I think of his goodness and all he done for me, when I think about how he delivered me, should be dead, should be the one. But he looked beyond the faults. He covered it in the blood in the name of Jesus. Seeing I thinking about the blood of Jesus, the priest went into the holies of holies once a year for the sins of the people to offer up sacrifice, blood sacrifice. That just covered the sin. It didn't get rid of it. It just covered it if God received it. Because if God didn't receive it, the priest would drop dead right in the holies of holies. But if God received it, hallelujah, it just covered it. But we're under the dispensation of grace. The blood of Jesus, God, Jesus Christ, said, I will forgive your sins and remember them no more. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Don't be biting and devouring one another. Walk in love, because the greatest of the commandments is that we love ye one another. I can't kill you with my tongue. I can't put you down with my tongue. Can't be talking about you if I can't talk to lift you up. Sweet and bitter water can't come out the same fountain. Don't bless me 1 minute, then cuss me the next. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. You can't have cursing and blessing. Don't come out the same mouth. Listen, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I'm not running, but I'm coming to Jesus. I'm not running from Jesus. I'm not running from sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so when they're coming to tell me, Jesus, love me. Be of good courage. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Don't run. There is no hiding place. His eyes are beholding the evil and the good. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 139, he know my downsetting, my uprising. He know my going in and my coming out. If I make my bed in hell, God is there. So come unto the Lord. Come as you are. Don't worry about whether you got a suit. Don't worry about the dress. Just come. Because we're living in the last and evil day. But God's power is still the same. God's power will cause you to throw away the bottle, throw away the drugs, throw it away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something on my inside is working on my outside. Glory to God. Flesh don't want to pray. Flesh don't want to fast. Flesh don't want to go to church. Flesh just want to stay in the bed. Flesh just want to watch that one eye tell a vision. Lord, glory to God, but you become the company that you keep. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Come on now, you're born again. You got a new creation spirit. When God's spirit connects with your spirit, become born again. Born now, you got to learn how to live all over again. Learn how to do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you and bless those who curse you. Stop thinking everybody's against you. Stop thinking that everybody don't like you. It ain't about you. You know, we're not just, you know, all that. But in Christ, we are more than conquerors. When you're in Christ, you become an heir of God, joint heir for Christ Jesus. Listen, he's the potter, we are the clay, in the name of Jesus. So he said, Jeremiah the 18th chapter, go down to the potter's house, see how the potter takes the clay. That's M-A-R-R-E-D. It's messed up. But he didn't throw it away. God is throwing you away. God loves you. God sent his son for you. God bankrupted heaven that through his poverty you might become rich. Rich spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Glory to God. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. While you wait, praise him. While you wait, lift up holy hands. While you wait, let your head do the moving. Let the power of God do the moving. Move your feet. Stomp the devil head. My hand is moving by the power of God. My feet is moving by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That artery that flows to that muscle that's called the heart, that's flowing freely. Every brain cell, every blood cell, in the name of Jesus, every artery, every kidney, every intestine, every muscle, every vein in your leg, I command arthritis to leave your body. Anything that's hurting you, the Bible said, Jeremiah 29:11, the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, are thoughts of peace and not of evil. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. God got some good thoughts. God has some good thoughts for you. Thoughts of peace. There's nothing like the peace of God. Isaiah said, he said, if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lift up the bowed down head. Strengthen the feeble knees. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Shall we continue in the sin that grace may abound? My brother, my sister, sin separates you from God. Now God is calling for relationship and fellowship with his people. If my people, which are called by my name, humble yourself. Pray. You don't pray, you won't stay. You don't fast, you won't last. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. My ways don't work. It's proven, tested, and tried. There's only two ways. You got God's way and you got your way. Which way you going? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some signs that's giving you direction about it's time to come on in. Hallelujah. And if you're in, glory to God, go out and get somebody else and bring them in, because he that winneth souls is wise. It's time for the church to go and take it by force. If Paul and Silas can turn the world upside down, being filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and we got a church full of people, Lord, help us today. Help the church to get out the church, get into the streets and the highways and compel men and women. Thus said the Lord. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus paid a price with his blood in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the edifying of the church. Let the church say amen. And glory. Glory to God. We thank God today because in this message, there's healing in this message. I feel my help in here. Glory to God, done preach myself happy. In Jesus' name, I thank God today because if Christ is in you, in the hope of glory, the grace of God, grace, 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 God's grace. Galatians 1, Paul said, I didn't get this from man, but I got it from the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He called us. Call us with a holy calling. Listen, the King is calling you, brother. The King is calling you, sister. In the name of Jesus, two wrongs don't make it right. Glory to God. If you sick, I'm sick. You drunk, ain't drunk. Who gonna drive? Help us today. Can the blind lead the blind? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But we're here to love on you and let you know that God loves you. And hallelujah. We got to plug in. You're plugged in right now. My faith and your faith. God is plugged in. Everything about the body, the tree. Jesus is the head and we're in the body. In the body. The body. There's blood flowing through the body. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask for what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I tell you, just remember Mark 11, chapter 22nd verse. Have faith in God. You can speak to the mountain and doubt not in your heart, but believe the thing that you say you shall have whatsoever you say. I believe in the name of Jesus that all of my needs are supplied according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe that all things are working together for my good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never be mine, but all you got is right now. God is in the now. In the now you have peace. In the now you're the head. In the now you're not the tail, but you are the head. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the country. You're blessed in the stores. Now, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. And because of Jesus' grace in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, we too can run through troops and hop up a wall. As David said, he restores my soul and he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table in the presence of me and my enemy. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. For you had goodness. Surely, come on. Surely goodness, and will you had mercy, the mercy of God endures forever. Mercy, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh God, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for molding and shaping us. Thank you because you was pierced in the side to know the hearts and thoughts of mankind. So now, my brother, my sister, this is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. Desiring your prayers. And we pray with you, pray for you. You can call us at 318-503-4710. Or either you can write us at P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Some of y'all blessings held up because you hadn't released the seed. God ain't trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you in the name of Jesus. When you give it unto the Lord, not grudgingly, not of necessity, in the name of Jesus. Because you know something? God sent them out, and he said, take neither person nor script. And they came back with a good report. They didn't come back mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. They came back saying that even the unclean spirit is subject to us in thy name. No name in heaven and earth that's greater than the name of Jesus. At that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on now. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When I think of his goodness and all he done for me. Oh, glory to God. Man, I'm about to.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. We want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the First Lady of my house. Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, of binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see Casey. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master Brent Alexander, 5076. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me.